And we're back with employee appreciation and employee culture. And we have the lovely Miss Brittany Hillier here today.
Hello.
She's our longest standing employee at Kitchen Door Catering. Half of the life of the company, you've been here.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome. Something else is happening in May, though, that's super exciting.
Yes, I'm also leaving in May, but not forever. Just
happy
for
leave.
A year. A maternity leave.
A maternity leave, yeah.
I'll be back
a year later. Or sooner. But yeah. No, probably the year.
Depends. Patty calling, come back, please.
Yeah.
I might be like, okay.
So we're talking about employee culture. And there is a quote from a famous author, Simon Sinek. He's an author and one of many things that he does. And the quote is, customers will never love your business until your employees love it first. Brittany and I were chatting the other day and she had this great story to tell me, which I always love hearing great stories from our staff and from our customers. And it sort of reminded me of this. So it's your turn. You're on.
My turn? Okay. So basically I was telling Patty, we have a great retail shop here at Kitchen Door.
We do.
And I was working out there I guess it was around Valentine's Day. We had a customer come in who I didn't recognize. I hadn't seen her before, but she was looking to get some cookies to give to her son's daycare. At the time when she came in, all of the cookies that we had were already packaged in multiples and she just wanted one per kid. So I offered to open them up and repackage them for her, which I didn't really think twice about because it's just something, as I told Patty, I feel like any of us would have done. You know, she wants 10 individual packages, so we make that happen.
Yeah.
And she commented that she's been, and I think she said that was her third time, she's just discovered us. That was her third time in, and each time she's had the best customer service that she's ever had in, going to a company. So, I mean, I thought that feedback was obviously something the boss would want to hear.
I did it. Feed the boss, the good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. And your point, too, was that, like, it's not just you that would have done that.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, the whole team here.
100%.
Anybody would have done that. Yeah. And that leads back to, why do you think they'd all do that?
Yeah, well, we were chatting about this pre-video, and I had mentioned that, I mean, obviously, we all want to ensure that our customers are very happy and pleased. That's, very important. But also, I mean, I really believe that everybody that works here loves working here and enjoys working here, and they want to...
Not just what I say.
They want to do a great job, and they want to go above and beyond to do their job to its full potential.
Yeah.
So I guess what I would say overall is what makes the culture of Kitchen Door different from, some other places I've worked. I mean, Patty would say don't piss Patty off, which I think is number one goal amongst all of us.
It's a good goal. It's a great goal.
But other than that, I mean, Kitchen Door versus other places that I've worked, we definitely have a great culture for many reasons. The staff all get along very well. We, talk to each other respectfully.
Would you also say, though, that's something that you've sort of been, and I don't want to make it sound like school, but we've had to train and teach people how to talk and how to communicate. Like we call you out sometimes, just go tell them, right? Sometimes you don't want to have those conversations.
Yeah,
and
this is true.
I don't want to tell them that XXX because, you don't feel that's your place.
Yeah.
And so, what Ginger's reinforced and what we're working towards and I'm working towards is to really have those frank conversations and do it in a way that's positive and it makes your life better and their lives better. And that's teaching, that's training, that's
for sure.
Setting people up so they can be successful.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily, tearing your coworkers down when it's constructive criticism and it's things that are only going to help them in the future.
We hope they're okay out there.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard that or not, but something just happened. I guess it's just an overall, a positive atmosphere. We have quite a few people who, have worked here for a long period of time and who thoroughly enjoy it. And even people who just
started
on.
And they're staying forever.
Yes, they're never leaving.
Never leaving.
that's...
And I would say, I've had customers and I've had clients come and say, your staff seem really happy and really, we go in there and people are eager to talk to them and, Loretta's around, she's always eager and asking people how they're doing and you can just tell they take care and they take pride in what they're doing and I think that's instilled from being treated well
I love it being out there when you see some customers come in and the people in the kitchen will know them by name, like, oh, hey, Ben, or oh, hey, Brenda. I just think it's so cute because, they come in often, so you develop a relationship with them. But, it's not many places that your employees would have that type of relationship with your clients, but it's obviously very important.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. So... kudos to the team at Kitchen Door because they work just as hard as we work as leaders at like listening to what we're sort of trying to do and building their own culture, right? Good job, Rick. Good job. Thanks. You rocked it.
Don't piss Patty off.
Don't piss Patty off. You're hilarious. But you know what would piss me off, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I try not to do that.
People know.
Yeah.
It's not like I come in here and get really upset. I just get really quiet, right?
Yeah. And that's worse.
Stewie Patty, quiet Patty.
When she's quiet, it's worse than when she's loud. You're like, uh-oh.
Quote of the day.
Here's a question. Who do you send first to speak to Patty when she's like that?
Well, probably Ginger.
Ginger.
I'd be like, Ginger, help
Ginger,
me.
We need your help. And that's when Ginger goes, okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I know when something's up because she'll just sit there and you can tell. She's like, and I'll go, what's wrong? Nothing. Nothing's wrong. Nothing. You know right away.
You definitely send Ginger in first to like defuse the bomb. She's like the SWAT team or the bomb people. I'm just kidding.
Hilarious. You're hilarious.